our discussion then would lead, obviously, to your own sexuality.
Uh-huh.
Going back in your life, when do you think you noticed first that there is something different about me in my sexual preference?
I knew there was something always wrong in my life, but I never knew exactly what it was. But at 25 is when I, as they put it, sort of came out. You know, today it is such a little part of my life. I never think about it. But I can tell you, at that time in my life, I thought about it. I thought about killing myself, except it speed up my trip to hell, because that's what I believed, I would go to hell. So I had about 3 months of sleepless nights. And one day, I just got up and thought, I'm a good person. I'd never missed Mass in my life, and I didn't go to Mass, and lightning didn't strike. So I lived with myself. You know, I thought God was Catholic, I think. So I sort of turned my back on God for a long time. I have to say that I found the God today, of all places, in AA. I went to AA to learn how to drink because I was getting blackouts, and I thought, I need to figure this out. I never thought I'd stay sober, but I thought I'd learn how to drink. And I went there, not knowing it was a spiritual program, but that's where I found the God that I know, that made me exactly how I am and that loves me. You know, I think I'm the best person I've ever been. And it's because there's a God in my life. He's with me, and with my health issues, I don't know what I would do if God was not in my life.
You went to AA to learn how to drink?
Yeah.
Because most people go to AA to learn how not to drink.
Well, I didn't know what AA was.
You knew it was about alcohol.
Uh-huh.
You probably went there for the wrong reason and came out with the right reason.
That's right, exactly.
When you were a child, did you notice anything at 5 or 6 years old?
No, but I enjoyed playing with Francie. Shop or house, you know, there's always that tendency that I would rather play with her than have a football.
Francie, again, your sister. The two of you are very, very close, even though you're
seven-year
difference.
Yes. Yeah, I loved her the minute she was born, and she is the best friend I've ever had in my life.
Boy, a lot of siblings can't say that about each other, but you're fortunate.
She's sort of become my mother now.
She's
with my health
watching
and all.
Over
yeah.
You. Both of you are so much a part of each other's life. It's huge. But when you came out in 25, that was in Oklahoma City.
Yes, and that was 74, so that's a long time ago.
And you had your shop.
I did. I had my shop.
And so were you afraid, uh-oh, what's going to happen now? And how did you make this known? You say you came out. I mean, we don't stand on a street corner someplace.
No. But, you know, I went to market. I met some buyers there that were gay. I opened this shop in Utica Square. There was a florist across from me that was gay. I'd never been to a bar. I hope I never have to go to another bar, but this one friend would take me to a bar. But back then, everything was almost underground, and it was frightening.
In so doing that, then the word was out.
Mm-hmm.
Were you worried about your business?
No.
It would hurt business or anything like
no.
that? But it had to be a freedom that came when you decided, I don't have to hide anymore.
Uh-huh.